Okay, this is a scam. Power Trip quotes, top three quotes of the week. The fireworks quote is somehow in the top three, but John Kreisel's bomb joke is not.
What?
That's not fair.
Listen, he likes what he likes.
Top three.
He likes what he likes.
The fireworks joke was the second joke.
He likes what he likes.
Chris runs that account for sure.
I do not.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a show for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and David, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. This show is in no way, shape, or form sponsored by, affiliated with, or even tolerated by the Power Trip, KFAN, or iHeartMedia. In fact, we'd be willing to bet that Chad Abbott never listens to a single episode. And now, here are your hosts, Chuck and David.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, episode number 29. I am your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
And on today's show, we'll do a bets update, get you all caught up with the bets. We've got the quotes of the week and maybe a surprise in the quotes of the week. And then we're going to go down memory lane. We're going to talk about the music treaty. Dave, you pointed out a couple weeks ago that it is the five-year anniversary tonight as we're recording this of the music treaty.
It is. And when I think of my favorite all-time Power Trip bits, this was definitely one of my favorite. They led up to it for so long, and there was so much anticipation, and it was a great show and a great bit.
It was very funny. It was fun to listen back to because I hadn't listened to it in 5 years, so it was really fun to listen back to and see everybody that was there, because Church got involved and Lawyer Lambert was there, and It was fun. So we are going to revisit that. We've got lots of audio clips from the music treaty to play back for you so you can hear how it all went down. But as usual, we're going to start tonight with a bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though. Where's Power Trip Bets when you need them?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
It is Super Bowl week, so as you might imagine, a lot of the bets revolve around the Super Bowl. So since the last show we did, when we interviewed Corey, Sauce and Tommy took the Rams against Hawk and the Patriots. They took them with the spread, so Tommy and Sauce are getting 2.5 points against Hockey. Hockey will have to cover that one, and that bet is $100 each. So Hockey's got $100 against Sauce and $100 against Tommy. Now, the other bet that's been going on for a while is the Super Bowl bet that the guys did when they each selected three teams way back when the playoffs started. And eventually this is narrowed down to obviously the Patriots and the Rams. Lieber has the Patriots, Sauce has the Rams, and that winner will win $300. So if you're Meat Sauce, you got a lot on the Rams this weekend. So he could potentially win $400 if the Rams win the game. He'll break even if the Rams lose the game but manage to cover. And he'll lose $200 if the Rams just lose and don't cover the spread. So interesting bets for this weekend. We've also got, and insert no one cares here, but the Power Trip Twitter fans, it's me versus Smitty Oom it's me versus Drunk John Kreisel. Sorry about that. Sorry, I didn't mean to get your hopes up, Smitty. me versus Drunk John Kreisel. I have the Patriots, and DJK has the Rams. And then you and I still have our In-N-Out Burger bet, and it's the reverse on that one. I've got the Rams, and you've got the Patriots.
Well, either way, you're going to have something good come out of this.
Yeah, I'm either going to get enough cash to pay for your In-N-Out Burger, or I'm going to owe Drunk John Kreisel some beer money, and I'm going to get a free In-N-Out Burger. So,
Yeah, I don't know that our In and Out tab could run up to $80, but you never know.
I could try, but that's a lot of animal style from In and Out Burger. But yeah, looking forward to that. One way or the other, either receiving that or paying that bet off, because either way, we'll be in Vegas, right? So
hell yeah.
So that's it for the bets this week. It's all about the Super Bowl. What's your, you know, I've got obviously both teams because those are just kind of pre-playoff selection bets. What's your gut feeling on the game?
Well, when the line opened at 2.5 and the over-under was at, I think it opened at 55.5 and held at 56 to 56.5. I was thinking Patriots and over, like, no-brainer. But there's been some more money that's kind of moved around here lately, and the over-under's now moved to 57, and the line has moved to Patriots -3. So, I mean, I don't know. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be high scoring. You got to remember that both of these defenses are not very good and are known for giving up, you know, a lot of points. I see it being a shootout, but 57, that's a lot of points.
It is.
Kind of on the fence.
It is a lot of points, and I think, to me, the plays are you either go with Patriots in the under or Rams in the over, because I think one of those two scenarios is how it's going to play out. So if you're leaning Patriots, I would go under, but if you're thinking the Rams are going to get it done, I'd go over. It seems like, based on all the sports book professional guys that I follow, the general feeling is that there's going to be a lot of late money coming in on the Rams, and that might push the line down a little bit. So it seems like a lot of the popular sentiment from, you know, the Rubes was Patriots, and that's why the line flipped around so quickly. But we'll see if the smart money chases the Rams and pushes the line down. But no matter what, it's going to be fun. There's going to be a lot of bets to track. So should be fun for Super Bowl. And of course, the prop bets, I guarantee you I will be doing several of the prop bets, just because I can't resist, because some of them make me laugh out loud when I, you know, you read the bet. It's like, there's actually a bet for this. And it's like, I have to bet on this. So like a couple of years ago, I remember I bet on the color and fabric that Lady Gaga was going to wear at halftime. So, and I lost, but it's still fun to be in the game, right? Life is better with money on the line. So.
For sure. The one prop bet that I think is an absolute lock is the over-under for passing attempts by a player is set at 2.5. So obviously there's going to be, you know, Goff and Brady are going to have it. But if one other person attempts a throw in that game, it's an over, and it's done.
And the Rams like to use Hecker a lot to do that.
Right. How many times has Hecker thrown passes on either fake field goals or punts? Edelman used to be a quarterback, and he throws it once in a while. Who knows? Maybe one of the quarterbacks goes down.
Yep.
I guess that's one prop bet that I feel very confident about.
All right. Well, that'll do it for the bets. Let's do some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right, Steves, it's time for the quotes of the week. We will start at number 3. It's meat sauce.
Tell you guys now about something I experienced this morning.
Just go.
When I squinted my eyes and looked up at the sky, I could see almost every solar system.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of just a chuckle and shake your head.
Oh, I loved how Corey broke that down, too. Like I said, that when we talked to Corey, that's one of my favorite things, is like his role is kind of like the meat sauce translator or debunking whatever meat sauce has to say. And oh my God, that was fantastic how he made meat sauce go through his whole explanation of that.
Yeah, yeah, I love his analysis on Sauce's deep thoughts like that.
I had to leave the first part of that quote in there, too, when Meat Sauce was like, can I say something? And Corey's like, just go.
Can I ask a question? All right, we will move to number 2. It's Christopher Allen Hockey with some help from Sauce.
Yeah, that's the only Gordy
Hockhead I think grabs.
Actually, I do know another Gordy. I did.
I did.
I did. They talked about that on the after party today. Yeah. So. I did.
Oh, I just love that response. Like, he was going to keep going with his sentence and then stops and goes back, oh, I did.
I did.
Genius. All right. And we got a big surprise here at number one. The man who claims that I'm Chris Hockey, the man that we interviewed last week, it's Corey Cove at number one.
Say that again.
By injecting his own baby batter into his arm.
Core?
That's where we differ. I tried to swallow it.
Oh my God. Even when I was typing that out or when I was sending you the clips, I was like, I still can't believe he said that. That was.
I know. He just does that little tiny like pause and giggle at the very end. It's like, oh yeah, that's what I said. Wow, so that was interesting. I think this is the first time we've ever had each of the guys have a quote in the top three.
Yeah, that was on my note here too, is yeah, the three regulars each had a quote.
Well, you should have just said, thanks, Power Trip Quotes.
Yeah, or Power Trip Quotes 2.0.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that Steve is. Get your own bit.
Awesome. Well, yeah, nice. So... Corey takes home the championship this week. Apparently, you must have been very happy that this is like payback for him doing an interview last week with us, I guess.
Yep, we signed a deal. Locked it in.
Beautiful.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, this week on Your Thoughts, it is the Music Treaty. Music Treaty took place 5 years ago, January 29th, 2014. So this is appropriate.
Down memory lane we go.
As we go rewind the clock back in history to talk about the Music Treaty. So the build-up to the Music Treaty, as you mentioned at the top of the show, was very interesting because both sides, meaning Corey and Sauce versus Chris Hockey, were kind of getting sick and tired of each other's music and their preferences. And there was a lot of talk that, you know what, we should, you know, I will give up this if you give up that, or we should get rid of this. No way, you have to get rid of that. And it went on, and they finally agreed to do the Music Treaty. What were your thoughts? What did you think was going to happen at the Music Treaty? Did you think they were actually going to reach some agreements, or did you think it was just going to completely derail?
Well, you had the sense that it was going to completely derail because they had talked about it leading up for months on end. And, you know, it just kept building and building. And then they finally got to the point where they needed to bring in Lawyer Lambert in and just hash some of this out because,
yeah.
Oh man, it was crazy. I mean, obviously the guys hated Buck Cherry, and Hawk had some ones that he didn't, some 90s pop songs that he didn't appreciate from Corey and Sauce, but yeah, it all kind of boiled over and they kind of had to draw a line in the sand.
Yep. I think Hawk's one of his big targets was Cicada. I'm trying to remember if this was before or after Sauce and Corey sang to John Cicada.
I think this was a little bit before.
Okay.
But it's pretty damn close. It was either 2014 or 15 that they sang to Cicada.
Yeah, it was right around that time, which we'll have to find that for a future down memory lane because I don't think I've ever heard anybody less impressed by someone singing their song to them. It's absolutely brilliant. All right, well, we'll kick this off. We've got, I think, 14 audio clips from this as they go through negotiating the deal. And you can't negotiate a deal without talking about the parameters of the deal. So here's Corey setting everything up.
It's because we are going to attempt to sign a musical treaty. We will agree to stop playing things that you consider to be garbage, and you will do the same. If certain things can be agreed upon. Jeff?
So we're here to make an agreement.
Yes, we want. Right. And I believe, Chris, and I'm going to speak for you, Meat Sauce,
just because I think that's in our best interest.
Correct.
So
that both sides here are optimistic about cutting a deal.
So I love that line where he says, and I'm going to speak for you here, Meat Sauce, because I think that's in both our interests. Leave the negotiating to Corey. Now, what's funny, some of the, you know, I the way I cut this up is I left in the actual agreements that they did as they went along the way. The parts that I cut out so that this podcast didn't end up being 2 hours were kind of some of Meat Sauce's reactions in between some of them. And it was so funny because there were so many times where Meat Sauce is like, no, we can't give that up.
Not La Isla Bonita.
And then Corey would be like, trust me, Meat Sauce, I know what I'm doing. All right, so they begin the negotiations, but as we, you know, as you mentioned, this whole thing nearly derailed before it even began.
What do you got here? What are you asking for? Go ahead. John Cicada. That's it. I'm putting it out there. My lawyer, I'm sorry.
Well, what are you willing to give up? Because that's our home run.
I don't go, here's what you can have. I'm just telling you what I want.
Well, we're not going to just
You've never done this before, obviously.
No, Cicada is our number. No.
Yeah,
no.
That is our home run.
I think negotiations are over.
That's our ace of spades.
I agree. Yeah,
we'll walk out unless you give us a hell of an offer for Cicada.
So things got contentious right away.
Yeah, I mean, just another day was their crown jewel going into it. So obviously they weren't going to part with that very easily.
Abbott must have talked to Meat Sauce at some point because Meat Sauce is like the on-air singing that he's done in the last couple of years has way declined. He used to do a lot more like singing on the air.
Yeah, they're great. Well, especially during the predictors.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's a good part of it. But yeah, like I love when they would just play like Just Another Day and he would do his falsetto and I still love when they do the ooh, what a lucky man. He cannot get through that without laughing.
No.
Like even the ooh part, he'll go ooh. every time. All right. Well, they kept negotiating. They finally came to their very first agreement. So here is clause number one.
Why don't we start with what kicked this off? How can we eliminate rats?
Oh, you want to start there?
Well, yeah.
What are you going to do?
You hate Paul Abdul. We hate Rat. Is that a fair start? What if we just start right there? You give up all of Rat, every single Rat song. We give up all of Paula Abdul's catalog. That's what started it all. If you think that's fair, because we hate Rat as much as you hate Paula Abdul, I feel like that's fair. Sauce?
Yeah, what? Yeah, I'm fine.
Rat for Abdul.
Now, wait a minute.
I hate Rat.
Now, I want to get this right.
Yeah. I hate Rat.
Lawyer Lambert, so what they're telling me is... Yes. I don't ever get to play Rat again, but I never have to hear
listen. Correct,
Paula,
to Paula Abdul.
And there's a lot more than just one Paula Abdul song that they play.
So,
and it's all bad.
Sounds like a good trade.
You think that?
I think
That seems pretty even to me.
We have agreed to
agreement number one.
That seems like a good one.
You're right.
I will take that. That's, you know, I can live with that. I will give up Rat.
Yeah,
Paula Abdul.
So clause number one was Rat for Paula Abdul. I have a feeling since I'm older than you and. I think you're probably going to line up with Corey and Sauce on a lot of their choices, and I'm going to line up with Hockey on a lot of his choices.
Yeah, I line up exactly with Corey and Sauce on almost every single one of these. So
I'm with Hawk on this one. I liked Rat.
I haven't heard of without Hawk. So
Rat was slightly before my time, but yeah, they were in the mix. I liked Rat, but I also Paul Abdul I kind of grew up with a little bit too, so that one I'm a little closer to 50-50 on.
What do you like better, Rat or Rats?
Oh god, the first couple times they did that, it bugged the heck out of me. I was like, oh, this is stupid, and then I completely got into it, and yeah, every once in a while, I'll just find myself saying that, Rats!
I love it.
It is great. All right, well, so we got Paula Abdul out of there. We got Rat out of there. It was time to add another clause to the music treaty.
Our proposal is Thong Song in La Isla Bonita.
Yep.
And we are proposing that you give up all of Wasp and all of Tesla.
All right, Chris, what more would you want him to give up if you had to
get rid of both? That's a fair trade.
Yeah, that's a pretty fair trade.
He's taking his shirt off.
All right, I'll do that.
Yes.
Oh, we're two.
I'll do that.
Number two.
I'll do that because I got to get rid of Thong yes. Song. I've got to get rid of that.
I like that. He didn't even care about what he liked at this point. It was just like, I got to get rid of that song.
Well, those were two huge songs that the guys would play, especially when Hawk would be out in the bathroom or whatever. And, you know, Meat Sauce would get in the chair. It was either, you know, John Cicada, Just Another Day, La Isla Bonita, or Thong Song. Like, that was their power three. So even though they were just two songs, that was you know, a decent two decent trips to trade away there early.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, they got entire groups out of hockey, but yeah, as far as I'm concerned, you can have Wasp. That was one I never got into. Tesla had a couple bangers, but I think actually Hawk got the better end of that particular negotiation, even though he lost two entire catalogs.
I would agree. And we're through two different deals, and they're exactly what Corey proposed. So Corey, so far, is technically winning this debate.
Yes. So we'll see how he did on clause number three.
London beaten rump shaker for White Lion, Skid Row, Winger,
Cinderella,
and Striper.
And I'll Striper.
Do it. Just You'll to get rid it? Of those two songs. I'll do it. I'll yeah, do it right now. Right. I'll do yeah. it.
Damn it. Turn I don't want to give up London Beat.
I don't either. But sacrifices have to be made. That's how negotiations work.
Yes Cicada? Or not? Do we have a deal
yeah,
or not?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
We still have Cicada.
I got pressure.
Do you have a deal? We have a deal.
I don't feel good about that.
That's clause number three. White Lion, right, Skid Row, Winger,
good.
Cinderella,
I'll
and Striper.
I'll yeah. take it. Write it down. Make sure that's written down.
Shaker.
Make sure it's written down, lawyer. Please.
Got it.
Please.
He's writing a contract.
Please.
That's one where I'm definitely on hockey side, because he gave up five bands. Now, three of them aren't as good, but come on, Skid Row and White Lion have some bangers. So yeah. From my youth.
Yeah, I don't know. Rump Shaker's a great song. Initially, like back in 2013 and 14, I started making like an iTunes playlist, and like I played that one all the time of just like the Corey Sauce bangers. And Rump Shaker's badass. And London Beat? I mean, come on.
I don't want to give up London Beat. One of the deal breakers for hockey was Buck Cherry. He absolutely was not going to give up any Buck Cherry in the music treaty negotiations. But then at some point, he made Buck Cherry available.
I'm going to make some...
Keep going. Let's hear it.
All right, here's the thing. Do you hear this? That's Buck Cherry on the table right there.
That's what all right. it looks like.
Okay. I want Onyx.
Okay.
Jingle Bells. I want Cher. Yeah. Believe.
Deal.
I want...
Deal.
Hold on 1 second. Oh, you know what I really want? I want LaBouche.
No,
I want LaBouche
no,
out.
No,
I want LaBouche out. Yes,
no,
LaBouche is out.
Nobody wants LaBouche out.
LaBouche is
I'm
out.
I'm not emotionally attached to LaBouche.
No.
LaBouche is gone, so
they're
I want LaBouche.
Give me the best strategy.
I want
Oh, that's one of my favorite clips. No, not LaBouche.
If I would have been Power Trip Quotes at that point, there is a 100% chance I would have quoted that. Nobody wants to get rid of LaBouche.
They're like, Corey, honestly, I could do without LaBouche. So Hawk throws out the Buck Cherry possibility. He was bringing out the big weapons to potentially get what he wanted there. So, as negotiations continued, Buck Cherry was still in play.
I give them all a Buck Cherry, except for once a week I get to play Riding and Lit Up.
Two songs.
Okay.
Yep.
And I get Onyx.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand.
Son of a...
Cher. All for One. LaBouche. And all of Ace of Base except for what?
Except for The Sign and All That She Wants.
I'm
not real happy leaving two Buck Cherry songs on the table, but we still have more ammunition to see if we can wipe out the rest.
I'll take that deal.
Sauce.
I'll take that deal. I'll take it.
I think we should do it.
I'll take it to get rid of LaBouche, to get rid of Jingle Bells.
Tough call, but
I hate
Buck Cherry so much.
I'll take it.
Why?
This
is so much.
Is this a deal or not?
This is almost all of Buck Cherry.
Is this a deal or not?
Next time I'm not negotiating.
Is this a deal or not?
Why?
Yes or no?
Public Enemy number one is Buck Cherry. This is almost all of it.
For the sake of getting rid of garbage Buck Cherry.
All right, deal.
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 Yes!
We got it.
Oh, my gosh.
No, we did pretty well on that.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was a pretty intense negotiation to get rid of Buck Cherry there.
Well, and a lot of, like, contingencies. Like, he gets to play Riding and Lit Up once a week, and they get two Ace of Base songs. Like, That was a blockbuster deal there.
Absolutely, yeah. And I do like all the clauses that they were putting in these. There's at least one more clause to come, too. But, yeah, it's like, okay. And hockey's, like, clinging to his, okay, I can play two different Buck Cherry songs once a week. So it's like I can still have my Buck Cherry. So
I loved how emotional, listening back to it, that Sauce was about Jingle Bells, like the jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way, ho. You know, he knows the whole freaking song or whatever, but
yeah,
he loved that.
Yeah, and Corey gets annoyed by that. There's somebody, I'm trying to think who the other person, there's somebody else that gets thoroughly annoyed by the Jingle Bells song too, but it's, Sauce didn't want to lose that. And of course, you know, you can't give up LaBouche, but sometimes you just got it. Bigger sacrifices need to be made to get rid of Buck Cherry.
For sure. Well, and lost in there? Is Hockey Wanted Cher, Do You Believe?
Yes.
Do you believe?
Which is like his theme song.
That out, and now he sings it all the time.
I know. I think it was just more to make a point, potentially. So.
For sure.
All right, well, we got the next agreement. This is, I believe, the fifth clause that they agreed to.
All of Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
And Positive K is a one-hit wonder, right?
Sure, sure.
So technically, I'm getting their entire catalog, too.
Yeah,
and
sure.
No Positive
sure.
K at all.
Right, but we wouldn't want to play no. Any other Positive yeah,
for all of Dokken and a Whitesnake, except and for when Mike Zimmer comes to town.
Any Mike Zimmer reference, Whitesnake is acceptable. It cannot be bumper
yeah, can't,
music.
You can't yeah. Play Whitesnake.
You can't just throw out
it can only
Mike
be,
Zimmer. Right?
Yes, it can be in segment. But like when I mention Mike Zimmer's name, yeah. You can play it. You can't bump back
like
with Whitesnake.
That. That's fine.
I think that's
fair.
Good.
I totally missed the Mike Zimmer Whitesnake bit.
Oh, black cat mauled when he's burning with a stinger. Yeah, that was good. Right when he rolls into town or whatever, I gotta find that and cut that up. That was really good.
They always pictured him rolling in on a motorcycle and Whitesnake's blaring and I'm trying to remember. I think they asked him about that. Like they interviewed him one time, and I think they asked him about that, and he was just kind of like, "Yeah, no."
Yeah, he didn't really play along with the bit.
Wasn't much of a Whitesnake guy. I was a Whitesnake guy back in the day. I had one of the only times I had a successful like high school dance. I danced to a Whitesnake song with like the foreign exchange student from Finland who was like a 10 out of 10. And I'm like,
was he on Whitesnake the hockey team?
No, but so Whitesnake has always had a special place in my development. So
I think Whitesnake has had a special place in a lot of people's development.
Yeah, if you had MTV, that's for damn sure.
See a cherry pie.
That's not Whites. That's Warrant.
That's not all. Whatever. I'm 28.
I unfortunately am not. No. Oh God, cherry pie. I could. Yeah, that was classic. I actually I got on a Warrant kick last week when I was on the treadmill. I was watching video after video of Warrant. Like I said, I'm closer to hockey than Sauce and Corey. So
Bets and Quotes podcast quotes. I went down the rabbit hole
of Warrant. they seriously have some bangers. I went to that yeah. Was one of the very first concerts I went to too. Was a Warrant concert with opening act was Firehouse, so which is very similar to Slaughter because the three of them used to open together. It was Slaughter, Firehouse, and Warrant. But I only saw Firehouse and Warrant, so I couldn't claim to be part of the story Hockey always tells about Slaughter. But
you can see how I get these bands mixed up. They all have just weird names, and they almost all sound like identical.
Oh, I know. Well, it's so funny because like when they went through that, and we gotta do that sometime too. The
yeah.
List of the 180s bands or whatever. I mean, I'm not kidding. There were probably at least 30 that I had never ever heard of. But it didn't surprise me that you know, and they were all the same. It was like one word, and they all sounded very similar and everything. It was like yeah. So I was amazed that Hockey basically knew every single one of those because I'm like. Yeah, there were so many that were similar, but like each one would just have like this one, most of them would have like the one or two hits that would really stick out. Most of them didn't last more than like two or three albums and then they were gone. But yeah, It was an interesting time. Lots of hair, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, back to the music treaty. We're up to clause number 6. So let's see what the boys agreed to this time.
I'll give you all the poison for New Kids on the Block and Jessica Simpson.
All of Poison?
All of Poison. Every Poison song. I'm talking Gotta Cry Tough. I'm talking I Want Action. I'm talking Talk Dirty to Me. I'm talking Look Dirty? What the Cat Dragged In. I'm talking Fallen Angel. I'm talking Unskinny
Bop. For New Kids and Jessica?
For New Kids on the Block and Jessica. Whole catalog.
Deal.
Deal.
Deal? Deal?
Done.
Yes!
Done.
Yeah!
Oh, that was
I feel
easy.
Good about
that was
that.
Easy. That was a no-brainer.
Yeah, I feel like Corey and Sauce really didn't care that they lost their side on that one.
No, not at all. I think they definitely wanted Poison gone, which Poison's one where I'm like, yeah, I can kind of do without, except for Fallen Angel. You watch that video, you will love that song, but that's just my guarantee on that one. Go back and YouTube it, kids. All right, so clause, because obviously there's a girl involved, right? So
right.
clause number 7.
So don't say that yet.
We're giving up Cicada
for Buck Cherry, for Warrant, and an 80s band to be named later, but that will be our band, that one.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
But it's okay. Not Bon Jovi.
It's not Bon Jovi.
No, it's not. Yes, there it is. Bye, Mr. Cicada.
Lawyer Lambert, are you keeping up? You
good?
These clauses?
We're good. Number 6.
Are we good? 6 was Poison for New Kids on the Block and Simpson.
Ugh.
Are we good with this one? This is Cicada we're
That's
talking
it.
About here.
I got nothing else.
Yeah,
That's it.
Yeah, I'm fine with
yes!
that.
Yes!
All right, we're
a
good.
Cicada's gone!
Yeah, but so is Buck Cherry.
Yes!
We won!
Yeah, so
yes!
is Buck Cherry.
We won!
By
no,
the way,
we
the
won.
80s band to be named later will be named now, and it's Def Leppard.
That is absolutely. I laughed so hard, when, you know, because they're throwing out all these different, you know, exceptions or whatever. And Corey goes, an 80s band to be named later.
Yeah, that was genius.
So that was the big one, because that was Cicada getting knocked out. And it was the last two Buck Cherry songs. So Hawk was completely off of Buck Cherry on that one. And he lost Def Leppard, which Def Leppard actually has a pretty big catalog. They weren't one of the one or two hit wonders. So. That was a pretty epic conclusion to the clauses.
Yeah, there really wasn't much left out of the wreckage after all of those. Was it 6 deals?
Yeah, 7. That was the 7th one. So yeah, that and ultimately Buck Cherry was gone, Cicada was gone. And, of course, there had to be punishments if any of these clauses were ever violated in the music treaty. So they talked about what the punishment would be.
All right.
What do you say, 500 apiece? If it's broken.
Deal.
If you break it,
yep.
You owe us. So you would owe us each 250.
Right. And if,
what?
And that's right. And I get 250 from each of you.
From each of
that
us.
Sounds fine.
If you break it.
Yep.
You can get 250 from my lawyer.
And we'll talk to...
So... So it was 250 apiece was the punishment each way. I like meat sauce at the end there. You can get 250 from my lawyer.
Yes.
With his lawyer standing in the room, of course.
Right.
So it's all done. We had 7 clauses to the music treaty. We had the punishments outlined. So now it was time for the reactions to what had just gone down. And Charch happened to be there back in the day when they did the segment called Charch's Choice, which... has gone away since that time. But our good friend Paul Charchian was on and offered his reaction.
Well, we're not going to do it on purpose. I don't want to pay you
$250. $250
or
is what I get when they screw up.
Whoa. Really? That's a lot of money.
$250
right.
apiece, yeah.
Yeah, that's legitimate.
That's real money. That's
right. Chris really has more on the line because he has to pay $250 to each of us. We each have to pay $250 to him. So
why you did get out-negotiated. Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah, he's really got
$500. So it sounds like Charch was definitely on Corey and Sauce's side of the whole negotiation.
Well, Corey and Charch are always on the same side. They always agree with each other.
Well, it's interesting because this is one of the few times where Charch went when Corey went first and Charch agreed with Corey. So usually it's the other way around.
Right.
No, it's funny because they used to, was it Chuck Klosterman? That's the other one that Hockey always accuses Corey of just copying all Klosterman's ideas. So.
Yeah.
So that was Charch's reaction, and they continued to discuss who they thought got the better end of the deal.
I'm,
good morning, everybody.
I'm
Hi.
Getting roundly criticized by lovely listeners for giving up way too much. And
well, we massively out-negotiated you.
Well, you think you did, but I got what I wanted, and that's all that matters.
So did we, and then some.
And I didn't have to give up the Crew or Bon Jovi. You guys completely forgot about Crew and Bon Jovi.
He gave up Buck Cherry, though.
Yeah, Buck Cherry and Rat. Those were targets one and two.
I still have a car stereo.
And we had, just to give up, just to give up our strategy, the three songs we were going to try to protect were Cicada, Go West, and Real Life. We secured two out of the three. And we had about 15 bands on our list to eliminate, and we got 15 out of 15.
So, yeah, Corey was feeling pretty confident about what they had done, as they felt like they had gotten all 15 bands that they wanted off the list.
Yeah, but, I mean, they lost a lot, too. I mean, thinking about Cicada as their number one, obviously the Hawk forgot to get rid of Go West. But they lost Lali Slavonita, Thong Song, London Beat, Rump Shaker. I mean, they both came out, they were both losers and winners out of that.
Absolutely. I was just glad that Zihambu didn't get axed in the music treaty. Because
right.
I like the Cranberries, and I like Meat Sauce's rendition and story about Zihambu. Classic. But Corey felt confident. Charch felt that Corey and Sauce won. But Hawk had one final parting shot for the boys.
Can somebody else read to me?
Oh.
Oh, jeez. We forgot about them. God dang it.
This wasn't very well thought out, if you guys forgot this.
Thank you very much, Charge.
Nickelback.
Hawk got to keep his Nickelback after all.
Oh, yeah, they totally blanked on it.
So, now, my memory is just a wee bit foggy on the whole music treaty, but it was very quickly violated. In my memory, it was about 2 weeks later that the music treaty was violated. Is that your remembrance of the events?
It was, and I think it was either... I forget if it was Corey and Sauce that were gone and Hawk was hosting with guests, or if Hawk was out. I thought it was Hockey that broke it.
It was Hockey that broke it. I think Corey, I'm pretty sure it was Corey that was out and Sauce was there. And Chris played, I'm pretty sure he played Buck Cherry. And immediately Twitter started lighting up, and they were like, you broke the contract. You broke the contract. And there was lots of debate. And instead of paying the penalty for it, the penalty became Corey and Sauce just started playing all their rippers back at him. So it ended without a financial settlement, and pretty much derailed after that. It is interesting because some of those songs they used to play a lot and they don't play much anymore. And then others that were included in the treaty, yep, they're just back in the regular rotation like always.
Right, yeah, it seems, I haven't heard Lali Slavonita. I mean, a lot of the Corey Sauce songs I haven't heard in a long time on the show, but, that's kind of what naturally happens when Hawk produces the show and gets to pick most of the in-and-out songs.
This is true, and Hawk is kind of stuck in the late 80s, early 90s with a lot of his selections, whereas like when Corey chooses, a lot of times his will evolve a little bit more, like he's moved on to like Churches and some other things, so a lot of times we'll hear that kind of stuff too, like newer and just different groups that he gets into as well, it changes a little bit for them, but interesting trip down memory lane to hear the music treaty get negotiated with all of its clauses and exceptions and bands to be named later.
Yeah, still to the day, one of my favorite bits of all time. Because, it just lingered afterwards, and there was so much buildup. It was so long overdue for them to just hash it out on the air because, it would start, they would... Hockey would, fire off some Rat, and they would come back and retaliate with their songs, and it was just like they were just trying to know each other the whole time.
Absolutely, yeah, and even to this day, it's always interesting, like when they bump back from break, and you hear something played for bumper music, and you're like, yep, Sauce is playing that, Hockey's in the bathroom. It's like, Been listening long enough. It's like I about 100% of the time I'm right. Every once in a while, hockey will play something that's a little bit out of character, and I'm like, oh, okay, that was hockey that played that. But yeah, you can tell a lot of the times. And then of course, you know, we listen to Saturdays with Sauce, and it's like, yeah, that's when you really get the full dose of Sauce's music, is on the bumper music on Saturdays with Sauce.
Yep. Yeah, you for sure get one Mandy Moore song for Dark, but which that's still one of the greatest bits of all time, is like Dark loved Mandy Moore or whatever. That's what it was, right?
Oh yeah, he had some of the weirdest tastes in music, like just some of the strangest songs that you would not think a 60-something year old man would like, and yep, that's what he liked, but yeah. Very, very interesting. So all right, well, that will do it for the Music Treaty. Hope you enjoyed all of those songs and that trip down memory lane. All right, well, a while back, around our very first couple of episodes, we started doing trivia, and then we kind of got away from the trivia, and we thought we'd bring the trivia back. So this is kind of our own down memory lane of our own podcast. We're going to go back to the trivia. Dave, you got a trivia question for us?
We do. All right. We are all very familiar with Hawk's Would Ya Bit. Hell, it was even a t-shirt this year at the State Fair. But Hawk hasn't said that he would with everybody. The question this week, who was the first person that Hawk said he wouldn't with?
Aha. Uh-huh.
Chuck, do you remember this one?
100%. I would have, if this was the first clue in initials, I would have buzzed in already.
All right. Well, we will see if the Rubes out there know. Rubes or Chuck, where can the Rubes send their answers to?
Send those answers to powertripbets@gmail.com if you know who the first person Hawk ever said he would not with to. So send that to powertripbets@gmail.com and we'll think up a prize package. It might just be a digital thank you, but we'll start thinking up a prize package for you.
We'll have to go down to the Goodwill and get some cassette tapes and sign them like Corey used to do.
Absolutely. So that will that'll be a good way to do it. All right, good deal. Trivia. I think we're going to take next week off. I've got some conflicts with work. That Vegas trip cannot get here soon enough, so that's all I got to say. So yeah, I think we'll take next week off. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We've got lots of fun stuff lined up for you before the big Vegas trip for everybody. Look forward to that. I think we'll have at least one more interview. Got a couple other cool things in the works that we hope you'll like. So we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter at @PowerTripQuotes.
Enjoy the Super Bowl, everyone. Hope all your bets are winners. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.